Any fans of Superstars out there? Do you remember the TV programme Superstars? What a show that was. The music was absolutely legendary. They don't make them like that anymore. Superstars, the hit sporting TV show from the 70s and 80s that pits athletes from different disciplines against each other. Was it must viewing for you back in the years? 08459 555 678, just like must listening is for all our listeners when Uncle Hugh goes on in the afternoons. It's being brought back to BBC One for a one-off Christmas special. And get this, 16 British Olympians will take part, including Mo Farah, the Brownlee brothers, and Jade Jones. The eight men and eight women will compete against each other in the 100 and 800 metres on the track, the 50-metre swim in the pool, the javelin, archery, cycling, a kayak race, and they'll also get a bit of a workout in the gym. Now, you may remember Kevin Keegan's nasty crash in 1976 during the cycling. Let's have a good laugh at Kevin's expense again.
Keegan on the inside, Ben Vince, the other soccer player, and Keegan wobbling a little bit there at the start, trying to put a lot of pressure on. He's wobbling all over the track. Van Binch is just about a half a wheel up at the moment, and Keegan's still wobbling, coming to the first bend, and a Van Binch comes across, and Keegan's gone! Keegan touched the back wheel, and he's gone across the track on his back. Covered in dust, that is a terrible crash.
Terrible crash for our Kevin. I'd just love it if that happened again this year. One of the 18 to take part is Helen Glover, the Olympic gold medal winner in the women's coxless pair. And Terry Yorath, the former Wales and Leeds United footballer, of course, was one of the past contestants. You're both very welcome. Helen, how's the training going?
Morning. Yeah, well, I'm hoping that doesn't happen to me this year with the cycling. It makes me nervous listening to that. Well, I'm back at rowing training at the moment, so I haven't quite done anything specific for Superstars at the moment.
When's the big date? When's it all being recorded?
It's going to be the 24th and 25th, so next weekend.
Oh, the countdown's on then. So, I mean, yeah. Are you just going to wing it, or are you going to get some sneaky practice in some of these events that you might not be as familiar with?
Well, I'm going to probably try and have to wing it a little bit with the swimming and the running. But, I mean, the archery and javelin, I don't know how I'm going to be able to practice that. So I might go out for a run and try and get a swim in before next weekend. But that's about it.
It's an unbelievable lineup, isn't it? It was counting down here. I think 9 of the 18 are gold medalists.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's really, really great. That I think we've had such a stressful, especially this last year. It's been so much pressure on us this summer. So it's great that we all get to come back together. And actually, it'll be competitive, it'll be light-hearted and fun, and it'll be really interesting to see who's good at what as well.
The Brownlee boys obviously going head-to-head. They got gold and bronze in the triathlon. Alistair just edging out Jonathan. Mo Farah, of course, I was lucky enough to be there with Mo Farah on the night when he won his second gold medal. What a night that was. And then Nicola Adams, who won the gold in the boxing ring. I mean, so many big, big names. Yourself, of course, gold medal in the coxless pair and the rowing. Catherine Granger. I mean, these were all household names. What did the Olympics do for your profile, do you feel? And what did it do particularly for the women who won gold medals for the British team? Because there was this talk, wasn't there, last year at the time of Sports Personality of the Year, that the women sort of were sidelined and all of that. What's it done for what women's sport, do you feel, this summer?
I think what it's done for the country is really, really exciting. I used to be a PE teacher and I worked with so many young girls who actually didn't have athletes as a profile. You know, they don't have many women to choose from as a role model. And I think what it's done overnight, over the space of 2 weeks, you've got a handful of female athletes to look at and say, OK, she reminds me of myself, or I want to be like her. Or, you know, there's so many different things that you can look at, all these different female athletes, and as a young girl, be inspired by. And I think the Olympics are so great.
How's it changed your life, Helen?
I don't think it's changed my life dramatically. I mean, I'm back at training now. I'm aiming for Rio 2016. And very much the same person as I was, but it's just been the best summer of my life, and it's changed me in terms of I'm now going to be Olympic champion for life. But it hasn't changed my day-to-day dramatically, to be honest.
Once an Olympic champion, always an Olympic champion,
exactly.
As Dame Mary Peters once told me. Terry Yorath, what advice do you have for Helen and all the others, given your experience of Superstars in the past?
The only advice I could give is practice, because
Don't fall off your bike. That's the other bit.
Well, that's you know, I mean, I got on the bike. It was the first time I ever been on a racing bike, and I looked down at the wheel, and it was that thin. It frightened the living daylights out of me.
It was a great show, though. I mean, it had a real cult following, didn't it?
Oh, it was massive, massive, and you know, you enjoyed really being on it. But, you know, the only advice I could give to anybody doing it would be to practice everything. You know, I went on canoe across the lake, and I was going this way, that way, every way, and I was just like, I didn't know how to do it. And it was the same with the cycling.
Who were you up against, Terry, when you were on? Because it used to pull in lots of big names, but I think that probably the thing for the audience was they loved seeing you guys out of your comfort zone.
Well, they probably liked taking the mickey out of us. I can remember being this the steeplechase, if you like, and falling in the water. And it was just something that you did, but if I had to do it again, I would definitely practice every event.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because you can't imagine, you know, Wayne Rooney rolling up for Superstars or Robin Van Persie, because, you know, picking up an injury, it's bad enough when they go on international duty. Managers don't want them to go away. Has the money in the game changed the whole outlook forever? You know, you're never going to get stars of that magnitude coming on and risking an injury for Superstars, as much as they would probably love to pit their wits against their mates.
I think they'd do it. I think they would do it these days for charity, not anything else.
My producer's a Man City fan. He says Fergie wouldn't let them. He's very anti-Sir Alex, you know what I mean? It's terrible.
Fergie doesn't let a lot of people do anything.
Terry, listen, it's nice that it's still in the family, though, isn't it? Because the lovely Gabby's going to be presenting.
Yeah, she's a good girl. You know, I'm proud to be, her father.
Well, that's good. Well, you'll be sitting down watching the Christmas special, I'm sure. Andy's on the line. Andy's in Moira. Andy, you loved Superstars.
Joel, I think it was a highlight of the TV viewing for the week. I was a young boy in my teenage years, and it was compulsive viewing. I'll recount a story. There was a guy off the top of my head, I think he was called Brian Jack. He was, if I remember, he was a judo champion.
Hugo Duncan's nodding at me. He's old enough to remember him.
Hugo would remember him. Hugo couldn't do the same moves as him, I would say. But anyhow, Brian Jack, he was the master on the parallel bars doing the arm dips. I don't know, I'm sure you're familiar with the arm dips, where you go on the parallel bars and you see how many dips you can do.
Hugo's very familiar with them. He does 20 of them every morning.
I would say the cream bum was out.
Very good.
Anyhow, we thought we would emulate this here, and I have a very good friend. I say we're about 16 or 17 at the time. He broke Brian Jack's world record in his garage, so he did doing the arm dips.
Really?
Absolutely. But I tell you this here. You just hit the nail on the head. I think it'll never come back because of the money in sport and because of injuries. I mean, those guys, 20, 30 years ago, they weren't the same money. And I think now the money is the thing that'll stop it happening. But it was a fantastic programme.
Are you looking forward to seeing all the Olympians go head-to-head then, Andy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll be good. You know, it'll be good entertainment, you know. But it was a great programme and I really loved it, you know.
I hope Helen does well now, because, I mean, she was good enough to take a call and all this morning. Helen, you won't let us down, sure. You're not worried about injury yourself, are you?
Not really. I think the events that we're doing this year, I don't see a big injury. But the swimming and the running, I think, you know, fingers crossed, not a huge injury risk in those.
Well, listen, good luck. I hope it goes well. And
Thank you.
You'll do a wee bit of training, but I think winging it sounds like a very, very good ploy.
Thanks a lot.
Have any of the text messages and tweets started? The competitive edge getting in there yet, is it, from all your old fellow Olympic Village residents?
No, I think that's going to start, though. I think now it's out, that the list is out of who's competing, and I think it'll start getting... We all say we're not competitive about it, but then I think the closer it gets, we'll give each other a bit of banter.
Well, Helen, I'll definitely be watching. Good luck. Hope it goes well. That's Helen
Thanks
Glover, Olympic gold medalist, who's taking part in that special edition of Superstars. What a programme that'll be over the Christmas period, part of your Christmas TV schedule. And nice to hear from Terry Yorath and, of course, his daughter, Gabby Logan, who will be presenting the programme. Gabby will be bringing us Superstars over Christmas.